Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Assalamu alaikum. You are listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio. On today's special, we speak about Islamic parenting. Look at the calendar. Today, Monday, is the 3rd of Shawwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 4th of Ordibehesht, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 24th of April, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As I told you, today we're going to speak about Islamic parenting, but first we'll listen to verses 1 to 9 of chapter Takwir from the Holy Quran and learn about its points.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
إذا الشمس كورت.
When the sun is wrapped up in darkness.
وإذا النجوم كدرت.
And when the stars fall dispersing.
وإذا الجبال سيرت.
And when the mountains are removed.
وإذا العشار عطلت.
And when full-term she-camels are neglected.
وإذا الوحوش حشرت.
And when the wild beasts are gathered.
وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ.
And when the seas are filled with flame.
وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ.
And when the souls are paired.
وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ.
And when the girl who was buried alive is asked.
بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ.
For what sin she was killed.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
One of the most dreadful and most savage actions of the pagan Arabs was female infanticide, which is made reference to repeatedly in the Quran. Some commentators believe that this custom was committed only by one tribe of Arabs, but surely it was not a rare phenomenon. Otherwise, the Quran would not emphatically refer to it on frequent occasions. In any case, it is so terrible and cruel that even its rare occurrence is notable.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا ربي.
So we come to Islamic parenting. The best gift to a child by his parents is his proper upbringing, but it can be confusing and daunting with so many theories of good parenting practice to follow. No wonder most parents find it hard to raise productive and pious children. Children are an amana for us as Muslims, as a responsibility as much as they are a gift. It is our job to make sure that they become hardworking, productive, and most importantly, God-fearing individuals who will be an asset to the Ummah.
One of the greatest signs of the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the miracle of Allah is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the human being with the capacity and ability to reproduce. And this is one of the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that no one can deny. And no one can reject. No scientist, atheist, polytheist. No one can reject that this is a sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where two from different genders, they're able to reproduce and carry on the lineage of their species. And you see that this is not something that is only with humans. You see that all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are created in pairs and they are able to reproduce and continue life. This is one of the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هذا خلق الله فأروني ماذا خلق الذين من دونه. This is the creation of Allah. Then Allah says, and show me what the ones who claim otherwise, what have they created? What have they created? The ones who refute and reject that this is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the ability to reproduce, the ability to continue and have an offspring, this is one of the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, we're discussing parenting and the challenges of parenting. Because parenting, it's a source of happiness for someone in this life in order to for having children. It's a source of happiness in this life and in the afterlife. And it could also be a source of adab, punishment in this life and for the afterlife. It all depends on how you deal with this responsibility, this gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the
now, about the need for a parenting plan, we can say in our working lives or our life. In general, we set ourselves goals for what we want to achieve and we plan out how we're going to get them. In fact, many parents, before having children, they plan the process of having children, but that planning usually stops when the child arrives. Islamic parenting requires us to be prepared for raising children and to ensure that we have the easiest life possible, as life as parents can be tough. It requires us to have a plan in place that covers for the children's needs as well as ours. So start planning, even if you do it just for 3 months at a time. It will help you take the next 3 months of your family life with a structure. You don't always have to think about what shall we do this weekend or how do we keep the children entertained so that they don't misbehave. You don't have to always motivate the children to get out of bed when you've planned an amazing day out. this part of today's special, we have positive parenting tips. Always stick to the truth. Children learn by watching their parents. We must be very careful never to tell any lies. We must always speak and encourage the truth. A lot of mothers scare their children by saying, "The monster will come if we don't hurry," or say, "I'll give you a sweet if you come with me now, but later you don't keep your word." It's important not to tell them any lies, including false promises, from an early age so that they learn that lying is never an option. A lot of mothers scare their children using the father as a threat. It's not right. If the truth is inappropriate for their age, it's best to tell them the truth. That when they're older or quote an age, you will tell them.
Parenting, having children, it's not a right. It's a privilege. Meaning that only some people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them the capacity and ability to have children. There are some that don't have that. So that privilege that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, how are you going to use it? It's one of the signs of Allah. It's one of the gifts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given an individual. And the hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi says, إِذَا مَاتَ ابْنُ آدَمْ انْقَطَعَ عَمَلُهُ إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثِ. When the son of Adam passes away, when a human passes away, this person is disconnected from this life except three factors, three points, three things that keep an attachment with this life. The first is صَدَقَ جَارِيَة. Giving charity, that is continuous charity. For example, helping build a masjid, building a school, building a hospital, helping an orphanage, teaching someone. These are things that continue. It's not just feeding a person a sandwich, giving someone something to eat, and that's it. It dies. But it continues. Sadaqa jariyah, this is the first. أو علم ينتفع به. Or teaching someone where this person, he taught someone and then for decades and hundreds of years later, people benefit from the knowledge that this person left. This is a type of sadaqah. And the third is waladun salih yad'u lah, having a son or a daughter that pray for this person after this person has passed away. So therefore we see that parenting is a privilege, it's not a right.
Dear brothers and sisters, what you've just listened was another episode of today's special about Islamic parenting. That was our first session about Islamic parenting. Inshallah, we'll continue this interesting topic. So be with us on the next episode. And till then, fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. لا فتى إلا علي إمامي. لا إله إلا الله، الله ربي، محمد نبي، علي إمامي. لا فتى إلا علي إمامي. علي إمامي.